yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The United States has officially exited a landmark international nuclear deal with Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump finally followed through on his threat to pull the United States out of the deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime.
Trump's announcement on Tuesday drew firm reactions from Iran and other signatories to the agreement.
دیشب شنیدید رئیس جمهور آمریکا حرفایی زد، حرفای سخیف و سبکی زد. شاید بیش از 10 تا دروغ در حرفای او بود و هم حرف زد مسئله خروجشون از برجام رو اینا، هم ایران رو، ملت ایران رو و نظام جمهوری اسلامی رو تهدید کرد، چنین میکنیم، چنین میکنیم، چنین میکنیم، که بنده از طرف ملت ایران عرض میکنم آقای ترامپ شما غلط میکنید.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said it will be determined in the coming weeks whether the agreement will remain in place.
I have ordered the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran to be prepared to take the next measures if necessary. So if needs be, we will begin our industrial uranium enrichment without any limitation.
The European Union's foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini called on other parties to the JCPOA to continue implementing it despite America's withdrawal.
As long as Iran continues to implement its nuclear-related commitments, as it is doing so far, the European Union will remain committed to the continued, full and effective implementation of the nuclear deal.
By exiting the Iran nuclear deal, America is believed to have dealt a severe blow to its own credibility on the international stage.
I think the answer to that question was given by none other than Barack Obama, who was one of the architects of the JCPOA, in which he stated that this is going to greatly affect Washington's credibility.
The U.S. has in fact turned its back on years of international diplomacy involving major world powers. Trump's decision has isolated the United States.
Countries involved in the deal with Iran, namely the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, and China, have reaffirmed their support for implementing the JCPOA, a hard-earned international agreement endorsed by the UN Security Council. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or the JCPOA, is seen as the result of over a decade of intensive diplomatic efforts. The dispute over Iran's nuclear program arose in 2002 when the United States and some of its allies accused Tehran of trying to make nuclear weapons. Iran always insisted that its atomic program is only for peaceful purposes and that the West is using the nuclear case as to pressure the country. Iran and major world powers held many rounds of negotiations after that year to try to settle the dispute. In June 2003, Britain, France, and Germany began nuclear negotiations with Iran, but the U.S. refused to take part. In October that year, Iran voluntarily suspended uranium enrichment as part of an agreement with the three European countries. Iran also allowed snap inspections by the IAEA. In February 2006, Iran announced it will resume enrichment after the IAEA voted to refer Iran's nuclear dossier to the UN Security Council. The P5+1 group was formed in June 2006 when the United States, Russia, and China joined the three EU countries in talks with Tehran. The UN Security Council imposed its first nuclear-related sanctions on Iran in December 2006. Until 2010, five more Security Council resolutions intensified anti-Iran sanctions. The U.S. and the European Union also imposed their own unilateral measures against the Islamic Republic. The Western sanctions mainly hit the Iranian people.
They caused serious shortages of life-saving medicines for cancer patients. In response, Iran sped up its nuclear work and increased the number of its centrifuges. In May 2010, when talks between Iran and the P5+1 were showing little progress, Brazil, Turkey, and Iran announced their own nuclear fuel swap deal that came to be known as the Tehran Declaration. Under the deal, Iran agreed to ship over a ton of low-enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for fuel rods for its medical research reactor that produced much-needed radioisotopes. But the arrangement failed to work due to heavy U.S. pressure. In January 2011, nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 broke down and remained stalled for over a year. In August 2013, Hassan Rouhani became Iran's president and pledged to resolve the nuclear dispute through diplomacy. By then, Iran had about 20,000 centrifuges from just a few hundred in 2002. Iranian officials argued that sanctions have only led to the intensification of Iran's nuclear program and more centrifuges. Former U.S. President Barack Obama and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani spoke by telephone in September 2013. It was the highest-level contact between the two countries in decades. America's top diplomat John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif soon launched a major new push to settle the atomic dispute. And finally, on July 14, 2015, after 20 months of marathon talks that were perhaps unprecedented in international diplomacy, the six world powers in Iran announced a comprehensive atomic deal.
Today is an historic day. It is a great honor for us to announce that we have reached an agreement on the Iranian nuclear issue. With courage, political will, mutual respect, and leadership, we delivered on what the world was hoping for.
Days later, the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the international agreement. The JCPOA was hailed by the international community as an important diplomatic achievement. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was hammered out despite heavy pressure from pro-Israeli and Saudi lobbies in the United States. It ended the long-running dispute over Iran's nuclear program and recognized the nation's right to the peaceful use of nuclear technology. Under the deal, Iran agreed to voluntary restrictions on its atomic work. For instance, Iran agreed to voluntarily limit the number of centrifuges at its Natanz enrichment facility to 5,060 for 10 years. Iran's Fordo enrichment facility was turned into a nuclear physics and technology center. The over 1,000 centrifuges there now only produce radioisotopes for use in medicine. Iran reduced its uranium stockpile by 98% to 300 kilograms and pledged to keep that level for 15 years. Iran also committed to keeping the level of nuclear fuel enrichment at 3.67%. Iran agreed to redesign its heavy water reactor near the city of Arak. Based on the JCPOA, Iran is not allowed to build heavy water reactors for 15 years. In return for the steps undertaken by the Islamic Republic, the P5+1 group agreed to lift all nuclear-related sanctions. Part of Iran's frozen assets was released. The country was permitted to resume selling crude oil on global markets and reconnect to the global financial system. Iran also received assurances of cooperation in a variety of industrial and technology fields. On May 8, the U.S. president defied the international community and scrapped the hard-earned achievement of international diplomacy. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution had repeatedly warned before the nuclear deal emerged that the U.S. must not be trusted.
بنده از روز اول بارها و بارها گفتم به آمریکا اعتماد نکنید. هم در جلسات خصوصی این رو گفتم. هم در جلسات عمومی مردمی گفتم اگر میخواهید قرارداد ببندید تضمین‌های لازم را فراهم بکنید. All of a
The United States has intensified its pressure tactics against Iran, but Iranians say they're determined to cooperate with the world and move forward. They say the U.S. decision has further unified the nation and made it more determined to pursue its rights.